High Commissioner Grandi and your distinguished UNHCR staff, excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the Liberian delegation brings you greeting from His Excellency Dr. George Mahamudu Weah, President of the Republic of Liberia. The delegation is very gratified to be here at this time, especially during this COVID-19 period. Let me thank the High Commissioner for the comprehensive and detailed report presented this morning. I would like to align our statement to that of what was delivered this morning on behalf of the African group by the Ambassador of Burkina Faso. Overview of the refugee regime in Liberia. The government of Liberia, in collaboration with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee, UNHCR, completed a month-long population verification exercise of Ivorian refugees living in Liberia. The exercise targeted Ivorian asylum seekers and refugees living both in refugee camps and in host communities. Before this exercise, Liberia hosted 8,112 Ivorian refugees before the last influx of 27,920 new arrivals between 2020 to 2021, thereby totaling 36,032 individuals. At the end of the exercise, the total population of 31,944 refugees were verified to be currently living in Liberia. This figure represented 83% of the total persons of concern living in Liberia, with 17% represents to be no show. Upon the completion of the exercise, about 57% of the population, represented 8,208 refugees, opted for voluntary repatriation to Cote d'Ivoire, while 4% of the refugees opted for local integration, representing 1,278 individuals, while about 12,458 of the population are undecided, representing 39%. The general refugee regime in Liberia has been very peaceful and stable. The government of Liberia remains committed to the implementation of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugee and the 1967 Protocol and the 1969 OAU Protocol as it relates to status of refugees in Africa. On a voluntary repatriation, as a result of the last durable solution survey conducted in about 18,208 foreign refugees opted for return home. In our planning figure, we have projected about 15,000 to return in 2021 of this year. The government of Liberia is signatory to the roadmap of a comprehensive solution for Ivorian refugees done in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, and signed on September 6, 2021 by the following countries: the Republic of Cote d'Ivoire, the Republic of Ghana, Republic of Guinea, the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, the Republic of Togo, and the Republic of Liberia, and that of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. The government of Liberia is pleased to announce that the process of voluntary repatriation of Ivorian refugees is ongoing and will continue to the 31st of December 2022, taking into consideration all of the health protocol and procedure put in place for travels. As of September 2021, the total number of 4,537 Ivorian refugees were repatriated to Cote d'Ivoire against the 15,000 that is targeted for this year. The government of Cote d'Ivoire has instituted administrative, judiciary, and security measures that will allow return of, and safety of the Ivorian refugees, which pleases us a lot as a host country. The government of Liberia remains committed to the promotion of Ivorian return, refugee return to Cote d'Ivoire in a safe, state and dignity manner, especially so when the government of Cote d'Ivoire has put in place measure of reconciliation, which we thank the government of Cote d'Ivoire for. for the local integration from the last survey that is conducted, 4% of the population, totaling 1,278 individuals, have opted for local integration in Liberia. In support of this process, the government of Liberia, with the UNHCR's support, negotiated and surveyed a detail of 1,113 acres of land in Grand Jire, in addition to the 315 acres of land in Nema County for local integration purposes. In fulfillment of the pledge made by the government of Liberia during the last Global Refugee Forum in 2019, currently 70 new shelters have been constructed in Grand Jire County with support of the UNHCR, while 15 new ones are being supported by the European Union under the Spotlight Initiative under the UNFPA program in Nema County. In addition to the 83 durable shelter constructed by UNHCR, additional 10 funded by the European Union that were dedicated by His Excellency President George Manuel Weah. These shelters are intended to cater to 1,278 individuals who have opted to locally integrate into Liberia, about 20% into host communities. Ban Refugee Camp is now transformed into Ban Shelter Settlement, with solar electricity, health center, elementary, junior, and junior high school, with full adoption of the Ministry of Education and the Health Ministry in Liberia in full control. The government has made pledges to support the integration of the refugee education, including teachers from government, so as to take government ownership to the program. Furthermore, the Liberian government has affirmed her support and willingness in making sure that refugees that honor the voluntary repatriation will be fully taken care of. May I, Your Excellency, Madam Vice Chair, say to you that the Liberian government remains committed to all of the protocols put in place in Liberia with respect to giving all rights to those foreign refugees that will remain in Liberia for local integration. Thank you very much. President Weah remain committed to the refugee program under the UNHCR. Thank you.
Thank you,